Hey, happy, happy day. Is it a happy day? Go to Chicago, they're never happy. Everybody's shooting everybody, boomity boom boom. The murders, the thousands of people that are shot every year, and now you've got the mayor, the Chicago mayor, who is a real piece of work. He's now saying, I declare a trans femicide state of emergency. The city defines trans femicide as killing of a transgender woman. Okay, not many of them are murdered compared to other people, very, very, very few. And he's appointed some guy as the first director of the Homosexual Plus Affairs, and he's got a big position and so on. You know what? Murder is murder. I don't care if you're transgender, if you're purple or black, or you got one arm or three arms. Murder is murder. There's a law in place already. It's against the law to murder somebody? Duh. And now he comes up with this. Typical socialist stuff. I mean, what are we doing? It's another bureaucracy. More paperwork and more press and more all this stuff. If you're going to shoot somebody, say, excuse me, I want to murder somebody. Are you a transvestite? Are you a transgender? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to aim at you. Come on already. Just ridiculous. Around the world, young women between 18 and 25, typically at least, are saying that socialism is good. Brainwashed? Oh, we gave them the vote. Just saying. But Australia, 53% of 18 to 24-year-old women believe that the country should be socialist. Canada, 46% of the same age believe should be socialist. Germany, 60% of young women, 18 to 24, support left-wing parties. United Kingdom, 53% of young women, and cha-cha. But this is ironic because conservative parties are gaining ground around the world. So is it the men that are doing it or the mature women? But people, for the most part, are recognizing that socialism is a bad thing. Communism is socialism in a hurry. That's all it is. So when you get to be a socialist, guess what? You got more coming. And it ain't nice. It ain't fun. So you better wake up. I mean, conservative parties that reject socialist parties or socialist policies have strong advances around the world, becoming the largest or second largest political forces in Austria, France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom, conservative parties in Finland, Netherlands, Portugal, Sweden. They've got huge gains as well. A conservative wave is gaining momentum in so many places, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Honduras, and even the United States of America. So the press, though, would make it sound like, you know, we're all going to be socialists. I don't think so. Smart people know that socialism doesn't work. Well, it works for some at the top, I guess, but it doesn't work for the regular people. Trump, his endorsement, does it matter? He's endorsed over 300 people, and virtually all of them have won. So, you know, you hear all this garbage about Trump all of the time, but he has some clout, he has some power, and, you know, his endorsement seems to matter. So the left wing, they lose their mind over that kind of stuff. Now, swinging over to Canada, Mark Carney, he's the prime minister. He, of course he did this. He went to the gay pride parade, of course. He was wearing a pink shirt and he had a homosexual necklace on and he's marching up and down, smiling at everybody. And they had water guns at the parade. And he encouraged them to squirt him. And they did. I'm surprised he hasn't outlawed water guns. But in any event, that's what he did. It's kind of embarrassing. Do you not have other things to do? You go to gay parades. I mean, your predecessor, Trudeau, he went to hundreds of them. It's like he didn't have a job. You know, we get to pay for him to fly around the country and go to homosexual parades. Really? I mean, there are millions and millions of gun owners in Canada. He likes water guns, apparently. So what if they had a parade? Would he come? Would he join? Would he walk in it? I don't think so. Do you? I know he wouldn't. Talking about that gay pride business in Toronto, they have a shortfall of $900,000. So you know Carney's going to write a check for that. That's coming. He was in the parade. He seemed to like it. So that's going to add to the weirdness of the whole thing. Everybody gets to pay for the parade. If they're not making money and they have a shortfall, maybe they shouldn't do it. Just saying. Okay, here it is. Are you ready? Transgenders. Why? I got a solution. Woman. Woman has man in it. Mrs. has Mr. in it. Female has male in it. She has he in it. Madame has Adam in it. Maybe that's why they want to convert. I don't know. That's just saying. That's just a little bit of dictionary nonsense. Lastly, if you cut your children's hair at home, it's against the law. Did you know? You're a felon if you do that, because you have to be a trained specialist when you're handling things like scissors and stuff. Oh, now you know. So make sure you don't do that anymore. See ya.